Brooke Hudson. You know, Brooke's actually called into the show from time to time and always gives out some great information. She called in last week and I said, wow, we gotta have you on the show for more time because there's a lot of ground to cover. Brooke Hudson, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Now, I forget, is there a formal name of the organization? I know you and Luke have just been doing yeoman's work to fight for parents and teachers and kids, but I guess if people want to be a part of what you're doing, how can they be a part of it?
So we actually have a website called makemaskingoptional.com. There's a lot of places you can go from that website. My husband just added a contact us button on there, so you can click that, and it just goes to us, basically. And you can donate to our litigation fund. You can find our Facebook page. It is a private Facebook page, so we do monitor. We ask some questions, and we do monitor because we don't want just people, you know, we don't want people to just be harassing people in there. Like, we really do try to make sure everyone in there is in there for the right reasons. You can't do that 100%, but we do try.
Yeah. So there's three different topics that we can really cover. And I know we still won't have time to get to it all, but the most important one is that you mentioned litigation. So right now you have a lawsuit against the mandatory masking, if I understand it right. And the judge actually gave the green light. If there are teachers out there who want to give their input and talk about these mask mandates and the impact it is having on kids, the impact it is having on them, the impact it is having on the classroom, the judge said they can anonymously give their feedback because they're worried of retaliation from inside the school's bureaucracy and unfortunately, probably the labor union as well.
Correct. And if teachers are interested in that, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, but if you're interested in that, if you go to that website, makemaskingoptional.com, if you're not already in our Facebook group, it has like 21,000 or 2,100 right now. If you're not already in the group, then you can contact us through that. In regards to that, yes, that I don't think people realize what a huge win that is because we've had private conversations with so many teachers throughout this last year that, I mean, we knew the stories, we knew things were happening, but, you know, we aren't going to out people without their permission. And so this gives a lot of these people a voice that they, I mean, they basically have been silenced. Basically, no, it's not a problem. We don't care about your suffering. You know, a lot of us parents are friends with teachers or former teachers, and we care about them. We care about these teachers, and not just teachers. When I say teachers, I'm talking about, you know, the paraprofessionals, the secretaries, the counselors, all of them. I consider them all teachers because they all have such an impact on the kids. So when I say teachers, I'm not trying to single out one group. It's anyone in the education
process. Anybody in the education system that is forced to wear these masks and is seeing the negative effects of it. Now the school district too is signaling that they intend to do away with the masks here, I think within sometime by next week. But they've signaled that intent before and then we know what happened there. And so that's why the pressure needs to stay on them here. It is just so outrageous that they're still forcing this at this stage of the game, especially you guys ran the numbers and you looked at the publicly available COVID case data. The publicly available data that you shared shows that Yellowstone County schools that have mask requirements have higher COVID case rates than the mask optional schools. And I ran those numbers by the Riverstone Health, which is the county health office. And, you know, they might have raised questions about what the numbers might mean, but they could not dispute the raw data. And so to me, those numbers are still not in dispute, at least the raw data. Now you can say, well, what about this and what about that? And okay, I get it. But still, the raw data is the raw data. And at the end of the day, look, I think people just aren't buying it. The kids aren't buying it. It's not working. And there's no – so it just needs to be done away with. But now teachers have the ability to weigh in anonymously, and yet their union president from the Billings Education Association is basically trying to intimidate them from speaking out.
Yeah, you know, that the letter that he sent, we had just gotten the green light the day before – to allow teachers to reach out to us. And then he sent that threatening letter. And I will tell you, there were several people that actually did back out because they believed his threat. When he says he can't confirm that I am that it's going to be anonymous, he has zero to do with our process. He does not know anything about our process. So for him to say that was just a suggestive thing to get people to think that we couldn't protect him. But we do actually have a process. I'm not going to go into it, but to make sure that we're keeping them anonymous. A question, why would the president of the union not want to know about the educational harms to masking? Why would that not be something that they're concerned with?
Well, especially when we all know where the teachers stood on this masking stuff, because the week before schools were back up and running in Billings, I went to two different open houses at two different schools, and nobody, there was like two people in both of the big schools that were wearing masks. And so, you know, most of the teachers weren't wearing them. A principal probably felt he had to do it just because, you know what I mean? Superintendent's going to be watching. But nobody was buying it. And so the teachers union actually came out against the mask mandates, but they didn't do anything to really fight the mask mandates. And I think it's because these union bosses are in the back pockets of the bureaucracy and the lockdown party. And so instead of standing up for the teachers, they're standing up for the party line politics that have been forcing all these lockdowns and mask mandates and everything else.
Yeah, it's interesting because the union president, when like what you're talking about, there were letters that were leaked of his where he was actually speaking strong to the superintendent and saying, Montana's honor our word, because they had a signed MOU that said that it was supposed to be mask optional. So he actually was putting the pressure on, and then somehow he caved overnight. And now in this email, he's saying, oh, sorry, teachers, we can't protect you if there's retaliation.
All right, now jumping back into it here, we've got Brooke Hudson on the line. And again, their website is makemaskingoptional.com if you want to help out with this legal battle against these mask mandates in the schools or much more. Brooke, what else did you want to tell our listeners before we run out of time?
A couple things. One is January 28th at 9 a.m. is our preliminary injunction. That's basically where we meet with the judge. We get a chance to just give a little taste of what our case is about so then they can decide if they go to an actual injunction meeting, or I don't know how you word it. But I'm pretty excited about it because all the stuff we've gathered, like I know Missoula and Bozeman, they had preliminary injunctions meetings too, and they did a great job. Ours is nothing against theirs. We have more to it, let's just say. We have more to our case. We went from lots of different angles, so I'm pretty optimistic that we'll be granted a chance to meet in court, and that will be decided then later for the actual injunction. I also wanted to say, you know, you were talking about shortage of food, and it was making me think about shortages of teachers. I have talked to people specifically that are questioning whether or not they're going to continue in the education business, or at least even in school district too. And so I care about our teachers, and I want to support them. But at the same time, if they want to walk away, you know, I'm not going to talk them out of it. But they need to think about the superintendent, the teachers union, the school board. If we want to have a good school district, we can't be ignoring these people that are the first contacts with our kids. We cannot ignore what they're going through, because if so, we're going to not have enough staff to staff the schools.
They're already seeing that. Look at everywhere else there are people who are leaving certain jobs or certain industries because of mask requirements or vaccine mandates or whatever. And then, yeah, now there's this story out of Arizona where the hospital is allowing symptomatic COVID-positive people to work in the hospital because these are the same people that were kicking people to the curb for no vaccine how long ago? And now they're saying, oh, yeah, even if you're sick, nope, come to the hospital anyway. It is so absurd.
Yeah, exactly. And I should have other notes, but I have to say I want to thank all of the educational staff that have been in there. I know a lot of them have been privately torn. You know, their convictions are telling them one thing and their boss is telling them something else. And I just want them to know that we've actually been thinking and praying for them, and I hope they understand that.
Yeah, there's so many great folks out there. I'll tell you, I've been so blessed by the teachers my kids have had and continue to have. And, you know, they're just there. If anything is keeping some of them in it right now, it's because they care about those kids and they've personally sacrificed through all this nonsense, even if they disagree with it, because they so care for these kids. So, yeah. Hey, thanks. Thanks for your prayers for those great folks out there. Thanks for your hard work and your effort as well. Brooke Hudson, an honor to chat with you. I'm glad we could chat a little bit more there.